Dobro, zdaj mi nismo glih tukaj, nimamo malih srečne roke, ne? Ker zdaj smo prišli do ene naprave, kakor je kremeno kristal, ki je lahko opis njenen, je lahko zelo kompliciran. Ne? Videli smo že, da po debelini lahko stvar niha ne več različnih rodovih. Ne? No, in dajmo zdaj poskušati skicirati, kako ta rezina niha. Ne? Se pravi, z M je enako ena, ne? Rezina niha preprosto tako, da je zvita eno stran. Strižno nihanje. Ali pa, da je zvita na drugo stran, na drugo stran brisov, na drugo barvico, ne? So, we have quite a complex device. It's a mechanical resonator that has three dimensions. So we are going to have many, many modes here. For m is equal to 1, just mode in this direction, in direction of the thickness of our quartz plate, the oscillation is simple. Z m je enako 2, bo nihanje takšno, ne? So, for m equal to 2, we actually have two half periods across the crystal plate. Z m je enako 3, imamo 3 nihaje, ne? In čez pol periode se jasno stvar obrne. After half a period, the picture flips here. In z m je enako 4. Imamo pač tako slikce, ne? In čez pol periode, after half a period, it's shifted in the opposite direction. Moram več teh slik narisati, zato ker moram zdaj pomemben pojav razložiti. Okay. I have to draw many of these drawings, because I have to further explain some details. For m equal to 5, it's 5 half waves per thickness of the arc crystal plate. Vsi te možni rodovi nihanja, na vseh teh možnih rodovih nihanja lahko rezina niha. Ne? Samo, zdaj se treba zavedati nekaj, ne? Da me, za me ni dovolj, da je rezina lahko niha na enem rodu. Pač pa jaz moram imeti tudi piezoelektrični sklop do zunanjih elektrod. So, the quartz plate can oscillate in all these modes I draw to the desk. Besides that there is a mechanical resonance, I also need coupling to the outside world, and we have only the only coupling to the outside world is to the electrodes, through the piezoelectric effects. With mode equal to 1, here I have strain in this direction, here I have strain in this direction. For osnovnem rodu, imam na eni strani kristal stegnen na eno stran, na drugi strani stegnen na drugo stran. Imam strižne sile v eno smer, strižne sile v drugo smer. In tukaj imam sklop. In tu je zdaj osnovna rezonanca. Ampak, per m je enako 2, imam strižne sile v isto smer. So with m equal to 2, I have strain on both sides of the plate. in the same direction. Here I have no electrical capacitor. Tukaj ni sklopa. ZM je enako 3, imam spet sile, tukaj imam v tvoj stran, ne? Tukaj imam sile v tvoj stran, tukaj je sklop. In tej rezonanci rečem tretji overton. So, the mode with number 3 is called the third overton resonance. Because I have coupling, because the strains have different signs here. Again, with M equal to 4, strains have the same sign on both sides of the plate, and I have no coupling here. Okay, nice cover. In še eno stvar imam, pri petem overtonu imam spet sile v nasprotnih smereh. Imam to silo S, to silo na tej strani. So, I'm looking at the forces right underneath the surface of the quartz plate. I have strains in different directions, imam strižne sile v različnih smerih. Torej, imam sklop in temu rečem peti overton. Tako da, tukaj zdaj treba paziti, da pri krmenom kristalu imam rezonance, ki so neuporabne. With the quartz crystal, I have resonances I can really not use. So, M is equal to 4, M is equal to 2, have no piezoelectric coupling. They do exist, there are mechanical resonances, but they have no coupling to the outside world. Še eno stvar je treba povedati, paziti je treba, da imam jaz tukaj imam kovinske elektrode. So, an important detail here is that I have metal electrodes. Metal electrodes include some loading to the resonator. The crystal plate itself is loaded with an open circuit, mechanically open circuit. Se pravi, sama rezina kvarca brez kovinskih elektrod, bi bil tukaj mehanske odprte sponke, tukaj mehanske odprte sponke, praktično prosti konec nihala, tukaj lahko prosto niha, ne? Tu pa ni primer, kada imam jaz kovinske elektrode, ne? Ker imam kovinske elektrode, jaz tukaj dam neko mehansko breme. Tu breme sicer ni izgubno, ampak jaz sem dodal maso. So with the adding two electrodes, no matter how thin this metal plating is, it adds mass to our resonator. If we are adding mass, we are changing the frequency. Zato, ker dodajamo maso, spremenimo frekvenco, se pravi, z elektrodami tukaj, ne, posledica teh elektrod, so the net effect of this silver is that the frequency of the amped mode is only approximately amp times lambda half. Rezonančna frekvenca samo približno polovic, ne? Se pravi, če imam tukaj zdaj F1, osnovna rezonanca, F3, tretji overton, F5, peti overton, ne? Kaj lahko rečem? Lahko rečem, da F3 je pa samo približno 3x F1, in F5 je samo približno 5x F1. So, what I can say about the resonances, if I had a quartz plate with no electrodes and vacuum outside, this would be exactly 3 times and 5 times the fundamental mode. But because of this metal plating that adds mass to our mechanical resonator, these frequencies shift. If I add mass, frequencies will go down. Če dodam maso, zelo verjetno rezonančna frekvenca mehanske kar bo šla. Ampak bo šla različno za različne rodove nikanja, zato ker hitrost valovanja v srebru je drugačna, kot ker hitrost valovanja v kvarcu. So, adding mass, all frequencies will go down, but will not go down in a harmonic relationship. Because the sound velocity, the shear wave velocity in silver or gold electrodes, is different from the sound velocity in quartz. This is the reason. So, remember that these frequencies are not exactly three types of five times. So, these are not harmonics in the accurate sense of this word. They are just approximately harmonic. That's the reason why we use a different word. We use the word overtone, not harmonic. Se pravi, te višje rezonance, jih namenoma imenujemo overtoni, zato da, ker tu niso točni harmoniki, niso v harmonskem razmerju z osnovno rezonanco, samo približno. Tukaj boste imeli opravka s kvarci, se morate zmeraj zavedati, da tretji overton ni tretji harmonik. So, whenever you're going to having to deal with quartz crystals, remember that the third overtone is not identical to the third harmonic. This is just approximate, but that's the difference. Difference between the two, and that's a measurable difference. Ta veličina je merljiva, se pravi, tu ni hec, zdaj tudi kaj se pogovarjamo tam. No, lahko imamo v ohišju še kakšno drugo stvar, jaz v ohišju, da je ta rezina čim manj obremenjena. Ne? In order to avoid any further loading of this quartz plate, I make the connections at the edge, naredim priključke čist na robovih rezinice, ne? Ker rezina niha največ na sredini, tam, kjer se elektrode prekrivajo. So, I have in this quartz plate, I have strong oscillation here in the middle, but I have weaker oscillation towards the edges, because here I have no exciting. Tukaj ne vzbujam valovanja, I have no excitation over there, so I have the most of the oscillation in the middle of the quartz plate. This is the reason why I make the connection at the edges, where I have no oscillation, not to load my quartz plate with the holding wires. Da te rezine ne obremeni žičkami, no? In te žičke so ponovali narejene elastične in čim bolj tanke, da čim manjša obremenitev na kristal. Ne? Dosti krat bo se videli celo v kristalu je dodana še kakšen krat četretja žička. Ki niti ni te napeljana ven. Imate tudi tak primer, ki imate tudi v kapljici. Pa takih primer, ki imate. No, ta tretja žička je lahko tretji priključek, če gre tukaj za sito. Tam imate sito. So, quartz plates may even have a third connection. This third connection may have two purposes. One purpose you can see in the box I sent you outside. The third connection is used in the case of a filter. If we build a whole integrated filter with many resonators on a single quartz plate, then this third connection is a third electrical connection. But it may also have a mechanical function. Ta tretja podporna žička ima lahko tudi mehansko nalogo. In kakšna je mehanska naloga? Ta stvar je mehansko dokaj nestabilna. Če imamo petje samo v dveh točkah, stvar lahko niha z dokaj nizkimi rezonančnimi frekvencami mehanskimi. In se lahko razbije, če daste tu brdavs v roke. Ne? Se pravi, če mi gradimo nekaj, kar mora iti na raketo v vesolje, moramo obvezno načiti kristale, ki imajo tritočkovno vpetje. Ne? So, where is the point here? If I have the quartz plate hanging on just two hold points, two strong points, this mechanical, this has very low mechanical resonances. Not of the quartz plate itself, but of the springs that hold the plate. This kind of crystal may be very sensitive to variation. You cannot install such a crystal in aerospace devices. You cannot put this on a rocket in a satellite. Whenever we are dealing with high vibration environments, then we need the third wire just for mechanical support. To raise the resonance frequency of some mechanical modes of these holding springs. Not to change the electrical performance. This wire has no electrical function. It is just a mechanical strong point, a holding device, to shift the resonance frequencies of the mechanical structure upwards to avoid problems with vibration. So when you go to space in a rocket, you have high acceleration, you have high vibration. All space-rated hardware for satellites should have quartz crystals with three holding points, not just two holding points. Kako zde izgleda električno nadomestno vizije kristala? Ne se, zdaj se, mislim, se pogovarjamo, zdaj električno se napogovarjamo več mehansko. So, what is now the electrical equivalent circuit of a quartz crystal? We have to think in electrical terms. We are going to use our quartz crystal in electrical circuits. And we are going to deal with such a simple configuration, like this quartz plate with shear oscillations. Pogovarjamo se o rezini, ki strižno niha, in taka rezina se imenuje tudi AT rezina. This is also called an AT cut quartz plate. Sem vam poslal okoli to slikco, kjer imate narisen kristal kremena in imate narisene, kako se različne rezine režejo ven iz kristala. So, we may cut this quartz plate in different ways out of a quartz crystal. Here are some examples. The most important for us is the AT cut. There are also other cuts that are used in electronics, but not all the cuts necessarily oscillate in shear wave. We may have other oscillating modes. We may also have pressure waves and also other oscillating modes. Se pravi, imamo lahko tudi kremenove rezine, ki nihajo v tlačnem režimu, v tlačnem valovanju. Tu se tudi da narediti, se tudi uporablja nekateri od teh rezov, so takli. Samo v tlačnem, za tlačne valove, jasno je treba kvarc dati v vakuum. In ne vem, koliko je elektronska cev in nutri kvarc v vakuumu. So, for pressure waves, of course, if we install a quartz plate if we are using for quartz plate a cut that's using pressure waves, with pressure waves, we should install such quartz plate in vacuum. Tako rezino moramo dati v vakuum, to avoid losses, to avoid losing the cube. Where additional other tricks here, kakšni so še drugi triki, ki so tukaj? Drugi triki so v tem, da zelo skrbno izberemo kot reza. So the angles under which this quartz plate is being cut out of crystal have to be carefully monitored, because by adjusting two angles, we can kill the temperature coefficient. Se pravi, z nastavljanjem dveh kotov reza lahko skoraj v celoti izničimo temperaturni koeficient in taka stvar stabilna na spremembe temperature. Ne? Ampak to je pa res preciznostno delo, boste videli v navodilih za vaje, imate diagram, tukaj so, čakaj, tukaj imam navodila za vaje, no, pokažem. So here I have the instructions for the crystals are cut out of the quartz plate with an accuracy of arc minutes, not degrees. Se pravi, treba je ločne minute to poštevati, ne, niti ne stopinje, zato da dobiste tisti temperaturni koeficient, ki je res tam nekaj ppm-jo. Ne? So, in order to have the temperature coefficient of a quartz crystal in the range of 1 part per million, you have to adjust your cut and with an accuracy of 1 arc minute, not 1 degree, 1 arc minute. This is very accurate. And this is very, very tricky how to do this. You have a very nice description of this, how this was done during the Second World War with an X-ray machine in the movie on YouTube.
And you will see a girl turning the crystal and looking at the X-ray machine. With all that radiation, the girl standing in front of it. Do vse tisti seven im rendi ena punca vrti kristal, tem pa gleda, kje bojo žarki prišli ven iz kristala. Mislim, danes je nekaj taza nezaslišeno, tu vas tužijo, mislim, komisija za varnost pri delu, vas pošle na vislice, če nekaj taza narisa. Tem pa dekajca pred ene na vrti kristal, no to je prez zavidel. So this is something you should see in that movie. So today you cannot imagine having a worker standing in front of an X-ray machine, a powerful X-ray tube. And turning a crystal, so this is something against all security measures today, but that was during the Second World War, you have to see that. Just to get, kje je razlog, da upamo tukaj žarki ugotoviti? Kristal ima vse molekule orientirane točno v isto smer. In od teh ravni imamo zelo močne pragove odboje. So where is the reason to use an X-ray tube to look for crystal axis? Because inside the quartz crystal, all molecules are aligned in the crystal lattice. And we have very strong Bragg reflections from this crystal lattice, and we can look that with an X-ray machine, with an X-ray tube. I have X-ray pictures I have here. I will explain this later on, because we have to see further problems, we have to understand further problems of the quartz crystal. And we have to understand that from these X-ray pictures we have here. Yeah, kakšne nadomestno vjeze zdaj za to razine? So what is our equivalent circuit? Naš kvarc ima dva električna priključka, ne? In kakor prvo ima eno kapacitivnost elektrod C0. So first our quartz crystal is behaving as a capacitor. We have two electrodes with some dielectric in between. So this is a capacitance, and this capacitance C0 usually ranges between 3 picofarad and 7 picofarad. Usually. Običajno 3 picofarad do 7 picofarad. No, in potem imam jaz za vsako frekvenco imam en zaporedni nihajni krok. L1, C1, R1. L3, C3, R3. L5, ne? C5. In tukaj. R5, ne? In še naprej, ker v teh rezonancih je zelo dosti. So, for a quartz crystal, I can draw an equivalent circuit. It's a capacitor between the two electrodes. And there are series resonance circuits at each of these resonances of the quartz plate, so the fundamental one, the third overtone, the fifth overtone. We neglect the even modes because the even modes have no electrical coupling. So the rodovi nimajo nobenega električnega sklopa. Ne? No in zdaj, kakšni so velikostni razredi? Zanimivo je tu, da per kvarcu, ne? Ta jakost sklopa, je za električnega sklopa, upada za številom rodov. Ne? So the coupling to the piezoelectric effect is decaying, is decreasing with the mode number. So we have much weaker coupling for the third overtone, and we have a much, much, much weaker coupling for the fifth overtone. Za tretji overtone imamo dosti šipkejši električni sklop, piezoelektrični sklop, kot za osnovno frekvenco, in za peti overtone imamo še dosti šipkejši sklop. Ne? Po drugi strani se pa frekvenca viša, no in v skupnim računu se skaže, da z eno dano rezino so vse induktivnosti približno enako velike. So because of these two countering effects, increasing frequency and decreasing coupling, decreasing frequency, all the inductors are about the same. L, N, and all are in the range of
3 milihenri up to 10 milihenri. Vse so nekje v območju od 3 milihenri do 10 milihenri. Z običajno rezino kremena, no običajno rezino kremena, kakšne velikosti, res vzame tukaj, vzame, da tu je približno 0,1 milimetra. So this is this data is for typical thickness of a quartz plate of 0.1 millimeters. Lahko zračunamo zdaj, koliko je frekvenca, ne? So for 0.1 millimeters, if you can compute the frequency is m times, velocity is 3.32 times 10 to the third power meters per second, divided by 2 times 10 to the minus 4 meters. Ne? Tako imamo metri, metri. No in zdaj vidite, da če tu zdaj zmnožim ta rezonančna frekvenca, kakšen velikost na razred bo, če imamo 0,1 milimetra rezino kristala. 3,32 deljeno z 2 je 1, ostane 1, v 13 gre 2 šestkrat, ostane 1, v 12 gre šestkrat megahercu, krat mene. Se pravi, tipična frekvenca, osnovna frekvenca, osnovna rezonančna frekvenca kristala je tam od 10 do 20 megahercu. Ne? Se pravi, so this F1 is typically between 10 megahertz up to 20 megahertz. This is the most typical values. Kakšne so omejitve, če bi naredili debelejšo rezino, če bi naredili tanjšo rezino? No, nas zanimajo predvsem višje frekvence, zanima predvsem tanjša rezina. Ne? So the limitation going to higher frequencies is that this quartz plate becomes very thin. If it becomes very thin, it can break. Se lahko razbije. No, dosti krat z višje frekvence, če hočemo imeti rezino z višje frekvence, je trik v tem, da rezino izjebkamo. So, the trick to go to higher frequencies is to make a thicker plate and etch part of the center, etch the center part of this plate. So, this is silicon. And maybe have electrodes here. In this way, so this is silver, and this is silver, okay? So we etch only the central parts of the rim behaves as a mechanical support. Obroč okoli se bomo obnašal kot mehanski nosilc in niha pa osrednji del ploščice na dosti manjši debelini. So tukaj je tale D, dosti manjši, ne? Tale D, tukaj ga lahko spravimo tudi velikost na razred 10 mikrometrov, ne? Kar pomeni, D je 10 mikrometrov, pomeni, da je lahko ta F prve rezonance približno 166 MHz. So, to go to higher frequencies, we have to etch the central part of the disk, so that D becomes much smaller to go to higher frequencies. This also gets some other problems, so it's not, usually it is not done. Some manufacturers can do this, nekateri proizvajalci bom tu znal narediti, ampak običajno za više frekvence poiščemo drugačne vrste rezonatorje, bom več o tem povedal. So more about this next hour, we can make different ones. Jasno, tukaj kondenzator je temu primeren, da dobiste rezonančna frekvenca, se pravi, rezonančna frekvenca, tukaj je zdaj jasno, ena z dva pinje. Krat korijen iz LC, ne? Recimo F1, L1, C1. Ne? In temu ustrezno kondenzator je majhen. Da dobimo takšne rezonančne frekvence, tale C1 je v velikostnem razredu femtofaradov. So, the equivalent capacitance of this tuned circuit is a few femtofarads. So, this is very, very small capacitance, because the inductance, the equivalent inductance is very high. Žadnja stvar, kar še imamo, moramo pogledati, če koliko je upornost R, ne? No in ta upornost R, odvisno od kakovosti izdelave kristale, je lahko nekje od 20 ohmov tja do 50 ohmov, ne? kvaliteta neobremenjenega kristala, the Q unloaded, is of course omega L divided by A. No in ta kvaliteta je koliko lahko? Ta kvaliteta je lahko gre tam od 10,000 ali pa 15,000 tukaj za F1, ne? The fundamental mode has a Q maybe between 10,000 and 20,000. Osnovni rot ima lahko overton. Tretji overton ima ponovadi največjo kvaliteto. Ima tam od 5×10^4 pa tudi do 10^5. Ne? Podobno tudi peti overton. Neobremenjena peti overton je tudi nekaj 5×10^4, tja do 10^5. Ne? Potem pa ta stvar ne narašča več. Ne? So, osnovni rot ima najnižjo kvaliteto, overtoni imajo pa nevadi višjo kvaliteto. Zaradi tega, če mi potrebujemo nekaj rezonator za res visoko kvaliteto, dosti krat bomo uporabljali tretji ali pa peti overton. So, the overton resonances usually have a higher Q than the fundamental mode. What is the reason for this? The fundamental mode is heavily loaded by these silver electrodes. We have losses. For the higher modes, we have much lower losses compared to the energy stored in the crystal. Za višje rodove, za osnovni rod imamo kar precej izgubne teh elektrod, po vse, kar se na robu kristala dogaja. Ne? Za višje rodove imamo dosti več energije skranjene v stojnem valu, so we have much more energy stored in the standing wave, mechanical standing wave, and less mechanical losses at the interfaces. This is the reason why for high Q applications we prefer to use third overton or fifth overton, not the fundamental mode. The fundamental mode is easy to use. Osnovni rod je tisti, ki ga je najlažje uporabljati. Ne? Ampak čim večjo kvaliteto, bomo poskušali kremenov kristal uporabljati na overtonskih rezonancah. Ne? No, mogoče tukaj sem še pozabil reči. So, why don't we do much thicker crystals than 0.1 mm? Zakaj ne delamo debelejših kristalov? Vse jih delamo, samo po navadi. Ena reč je, sklop postane zelo šipek, so the piezoelectric coupling goes down, if we make a very thick plate here. That's one problem. And the other problem is, nowadays, electronics requires high frequencies, not low frequencies. Elektronika zahteva visoke frekvence, ne nizke frekvence, ne? Tu je razlog, zakaj se ponovali debelejših rezin ne izdeluje. Ne? A ta rezin govori tukaj. Ne? No, kako zdaj izgleda tu v... Kakšna je zdaj tukaj impedanca? So, what is the impedance of our... Or better, what is the admittance? 1/z of our quartz crystal. The admittance is easier to plot than the impedance. That's the reason why I'm going to plot the admittance. Because we have a parallel circuit. Imamo usporedno vezavo več nihajnih krogov in tukaj bo lažje narisati admitanco kot impedanco. No, zdaj, admitanco narišemo pač naš
kompleksni diagram. Ne? So to draw the admittance plot, we draw here G. We draw the conductance here, and we know write the subsetment B here. If you write admittance is G plus J B. The admittance will be easier to plot than the impedance because we have a parallel of many circuits. When we have a parallel of many circuits, it's much easier to plot the admittance rather than the impedance. Kakšna bo zdaj admitanca? Ja, na večini frekvenc bomo mi videli samo to kapacitivnost. Ker na večini frekvenc, ker smo proč od teh rezonančnih frekvenc, ta tuljava pa femtofaradi nimajo skoraj nobenega učinka. Millihenries and femtofarads have very little effect far away from our resonant frequency. Far away from resonant frequency, we mostly the effect we can see is the capacitor. So as we raise the frequency, the admittance go like a straight line up here. We are purely reflective. This is our admittance plot. But when we reach a resonant frequency, suddenly the admittance changes, the admittance of a tuned circuit increases very much. Prevodnost zapalit vihani korihanov se poveča in takrat nam ta prevodnost, ta admitanca, naredi tukaj krok. Se pravi, ker pridemo do ene določene frekvence, ne, ali smo tukaj recimo pri frekvenci F1, tukaj bo admitanca naredila en tak velik krok. Ker je tale polmer tukaj, ne? Polmer tukaj je zdaj ena z R1, ne? So the radius of this circle is 1 over R1. No, in tukaj bi lahko rekli na tem diagramu, da imam tukaj najvišje zaporedno, usporedno rezonanca tukaj zaporedno, ne? So we have a parallel resonance here. And we have a serious resonance here. No, that's the opposite. Not this, the opposite. This is serious. And this is parallel. This is of course lousy, and this is high impedance here and low impedance. Kakor gremo na prejšnjo frekvenco, pridemo zdaj, takoj ko se odmaknemo in malček proč od rezonančne frekvence, ta učinek izgine, nekaj so tukaj femtofaradi in milihenri, in še nekaj pridemo do 2-3-kratne frekvence, imamo tukaj krok na tretjem overtonu. Se pravi, ta krok ima zdaj polmer tukaj 1/3, ne? So we have the third overton, and the third overton there's not much difference between the series and the parallel resonance. So this is fundamental. Osnovna, ne? And this is third overton. And going up, we have also a resonance in the fifth overton. But at the fifth overton, this R may be already increasing. Se pravi, upornost se lahko že povečuje. Zato ker Q se ne povečuje, kaj dosti, formula se povečuje. So if Q remains stable at 50 over ton, then R has to increase, because omega L is increasing much. So R is smaller, and we may have no resonances at all, no visible resonances. We never intersect the real axis. Per visokih rezonancev lahko ne sploh ne sekamo osnovne te realne osi tukaj, ne, v admitančnem diagram. So in the admittance plot, we may not intersect the real axis at high order of over. Now, usually with fifth overton, we can still see it. Here I exaggerated on this picture. Tukaj sem malo pretiraval na te sliki. Peti overton, ponavadi še vidimo. Sedmega overtona ne vidimo več, da bi prišli do realne osi. Ne? To ni lih najlepše narisano. Ja. Ni še vse to. Ne? So, it is not all. The problem is even more complicated than this thing. Če bi bile stvari takšne, kot bi tukaj risal, ne? So if things were in this way, če sem risal samo velikost admitance, ne? So if this is frequency and this is our admittance, only the magnitude of the admittance, imamo tu črto, in tej premici bi lahko rekli, omega c nič, ne? So omega c zero would be the straight line of this capacitor in the admittance, but the real admittance follows this line, but the first resonance goes straight up and then goes down. So goes here, maximum admittance, minimum admittance. Then we have at the third overtone, we have again maximum and we have minimum overtone. And at the fifth overtone we have maximum, minimum and so on. Takšna je bila admitančna krivulja za kristal. You are going to measure this curve Monday in the lab. So this is something we can see. But things are not that simple. Stvari niso tako enostavne. Ne? In zakaj niso enostavne stvari? Zato, ker mi smo se pogovarjali samo o rodovih po eni dimenziji rezine, po njeni debelini. So we are just talking about mechanical modes in one dimension of our quartz plate. But the quartz plate is a 3D object, so we have modes with three mode numbers, not just with one mode number. Imamo dosti komplicirane rodove. In mehanski rodovi, mehanika je ponavadi dosti komplicirana elektrotehnika. Tukaj elektrotehniki mi smo packoni. Ne? Mi imamo zelo preproste Maxwellove enačbe. Mehankarija je dosti zagamljena. Če se vse daje z matematiko, bi ste mehanko študirati, ne elektrotehnike. So, mechanical problems are much more complicated than electrical problems. We, in electrical engineering, we have the Maxwell equations. They are just three, they are very simple. In mechanics, things are much more complicated. The mechanical modes are much more complicated than electrical modes. What happens with our quartz plate? Kaj se dogaja z našo rezino? Ne? Ja, naša rezina lahko cela niha. Tako, ne, ali pa čez pol periode, da se čez pol periode da dobi to obliko, ne? So after half a period, together this shape. In zdaj tukaj imamo krč nihanje, recimo na tej strani v smer, tukaj v smer, pa potem se stvari obrnejo čez pol periode, rišem zeleno se, ne? Ja, ampak lahko se zgodi tudi primer, da polovica rezine niha v eno smer in druga polovica rezine niha v drugo smer. So the next higher mode may have oscillations in different direction and we have absolutely no oscillation here. After half a period, we have something like this. And we have movement here, movement, strain, compression here, extension here, extension here. And these modes more closely spaced than the thickness modes. So these lateral modes, te stranski rodovi so dosti širši, zato ker je tale izmjera večja, ne? Premjer rezine proti njeni debelini, ne? Smo rekli, debelina rezine je približno 0,1 mm, ne? So the plate thickness is 0.1 mm about. But the diameter of the plate may be, say, 10 mm. Premjer rezine se je lahko 10 mm, 5 do 10 mm. Zaradi tega so te rodovi toliko bližji, ne? Pa pa recimo, če vzamemo tukaj 7 mm, ne? So let's take 7 mm here. Kaj se zdaj s temi rodovi zgodi? Te rodovi vam naredijo še nekaj višjih rodov tukaj. Nekaj tukaj, nekaj tukaj. So we get some additional resonances. These resonances can be observed in an X-ray machine.
Z rentgensko cevjo si lahko pogledamo te rodove, kako izgledajo. Ne? In sicer, kako je zdaj rentgensko cevjo uporabljena? Uporabljamo Bragov uklon na kristalnih mrežah. Ne? So we are, here we are using the Bragg diffraction on the crystal lattice. If the crystal is excited with its fundamental mode, we see the maximum oscillation in the middle. Because when the crystal lattice is oscillating, it is no longer reflecting the X-rays. It is only reflecting the X-rays when it stands still. This is the reason, the way to detect these modes. And we see that besides the fundamental thickness mode, we have several of these different lateral modes for one single crystal plate. Vidimo, da je en sam osnovni rod, da tukaj je taj osnovni, ne? Recimo, to je kvant za 3,2 MHz, imamo celo vrsto najrazličnejših rodov. Ne? Zdaj, da ste rekli, kaj smo pa šli riniti v to smolo, se tukaj smo se stvari zakomplicirane. So, now the issue is, why are we doing all this? Does it make any sense to use such a complex resonator. Yes, we can avoid some of these modes with tricks.
Lahko uporabimo trike, ne? Da se bomo teh rodov rešili. Ne? No in če je tu naša rezina, ne? Prva stvar, kar naredimo, je naredimo metalizacijo simetrično. So we make a symmetrical metal plating. So this is the electrode from one side. And from the other side we have the whole disk. Plus we have the connection here on the other side. Kaj se zgodi, če je ta stvar točno v sredini? So if these electrodes are exactly in the middle, what happens? It happens that this mode is not excited. Se pravi, nekaterih rodov, se pravi sodnih rodov, the even modes are not excited by symmetrical electrodes, and that's already a big advantage. We can read of all the even order modes in the with using symmetrical electrodes. The other issue, kar se lahko igramo naprej je, igramo na premjeru teh diskov, dva R-črtica tukaj, ne, če smo merili, okay, dva R, ne. So the other trick to do is to play on the diameter of the plating. Also here, particular diameters will not excite particular modes. Se pravi, spet določeni premjeri elektrod tukaj ne bojo vzbujali določenih rodov. Ne? Tako da tudi tukaj se lahko rešimo določenih mehanskih rodov. Ne? No in še ena stvar je, rezino, ni nujno, da naredimo plan paralelno. So, it's not necessary to make flat plate with parallel surfaces. We can make a convex plate or even a biconvex plate. Se pravi, lahko naredimo tako konveksno ali pa celo bikonveksno rezino. Ne? Tudi tukaj z temi konveksnimi ali pa bikonveksnimi rezine, ki jih brusimo, lahko igramo na tem, kam se premaknejo določene rezonančne frekvence. So, by making the plate not plan parallel plate, but a convex plate or a biconvex plate, we definitely can shift the modes we don't want, and retain only the modes we want. Se pravi, vse to je zdaj v zvezi z našo izdelavo kristalov. Ne? Tako da, koliko so visoke te neželjene rezonance, napram željeni rezonanci, ne? So what is the spacing here? The wanted resonance compared to the unwanted resonance. This spacing may range everything from 6 dB up to 40 dB. Ne? Se pravi, ta stvar lahko gre vse od 6 decibelov pa tja do 40 decibelov. Koliko smo se potrudili? Če se ničemo nič potrudili pri načrtovanju kristala, bo tu samo 6 decibelov. Ne? In zaradi tega v tem je tudi razlika, za kakšen namen je bil kristal narejen. Ne? Kaj reče ste, kakšne kristale izdelujejo Kitajci? 6 decibelov, ne? So, if you buy a crystal from China, it's going to be 60. Chinese don't care about that. They know that Europeans buy every junk they sell. They don't care at all. So, if you want a good crystal, you have to find a good manufacturer. That's a problem. Se pravi, za dobiti dober kvarc, ki bo imel res dobre lastnosti, je treba že prvo izbrati samo pr je treba že izbrati že pri izdelavi osnovnega materijala. In danes uporabljamo samo umetni kvarc. In umetni, so the artificial quartz is grown at about 400 degrees C, and at about pressure of 1,000 bar. And the growth time is about 1 month. Of this crystal. In a specially designed oven.
Se pravi, umeten kvarc danes praktično se vseg dela se raste od te kristali v premjernih pečeh, približno 1000 barov pa 400 stopin Celzija. In približno en mesec rase kvarc. Počasnej, kakor raše ras kvarc, boljši kristal rata. So, the slower the growth of your crystal, the better the quartz you get out of it. So, if you need particularly good quartz crystal, you have to grow it several months. Do it very slowly.
To je isto, kakor v tehnologiji po prevodniku. Moste, kristali morajo rast počasi, ne? Če rasijo hitro, imate noter nepravilnosti, ki bojo poslabšale lastnosti končnega izdelka. Lih tako danes umet sintetični kvarc, danes raste v peči en mesec približno. Če pa hočete kvarc res za kakšno točno aplikacijo, da bo imel stabilne lastnosti, da ne bo proizvajal šuma, tistih pa treba rasti mesece. Dolge mesece ga treba rasti te kristalne, se pravi. Čas rasti kristala je tukaj tisti, ki odloča. Jasno, tisto stane, ne možete plačati, ker treba peče, treba kuriti, ne? So you need energy to make the furnace work. The oven work to grow this crystal, to grow it slowly, if you want a high performance crystal. In potem jasno je treba ta kristal zelo natančno brusiti. Ga je treba zelo natančno izrezati, smo rekli točnostjo ločnih minut, ne? Ga je treba izrezati iz kristala. In je treba te površine točno brusiti v pravilno obliko in napariti točno pravilne elektrode, da nimamo vseh neželjenih učinkov. So, once we have our crystal plate, they have to be cut at very precise angles. one arc minute accuracy is maximum allowed. And we can only do that with an X-ray tube, with an X-ray machine, observing the Bragg scattering, Bragg diffraction on the Bragg diffraction on the crystal lattice. And then we have to cut this at exact angles. We have to lap both sides, and maybe we have to lap it front barrel or concave from one side, from convex from both one side, from two sides. And then we have to deposit the electrodes. Potem moramo napariti pravilne elektrode. Spet skrbno oblikovane elektrode, ker tu se vse dolj pomaga, če mi skrbno oblikujemo elektrodo. So with the shape of the electrodes, we can reduce this unwanted resonances. In the box I sent you around, you have a few samples of bad crystals. Tukaj imate nekaj primerov slabih kristalov. In sicer, ponavadi vsi slabi kristali so taki, ki so nekaj. So the bad crystals are usually the ones that are not round in shape. You see that you have also a rectangular quartz plate here. This is a rectangular quartz plate. This is a filter, but the good quartz are round. Why the rectangular is not good? Because with a rectangular shape, it's much more difficult to control this unwanted motion. Mislim, tukaj imate en primer, ta za majhna ploščata kristala, ki ima podolgovato rezino. V podolgovati rezini, ki so te elektrode pravokotne oblike, je dosti težje nadzorovati te više rodove v okrogli rezini. Ne? Za okroglo rezino, kakor je ta, je dosti lažje, ta ali pa ta, je dosti lažje nadzorovati više rodove, kot pa za pravokotno. Pravokotnik je zelo neugoden, kar se tiče rezonanc. Ne? Se to si boste še vse pogledali na vajah v ponedeljek, boste pogledali pod mikroskopom, boste dosti boljše videli stvari, kot tukaj zdaj. Tako da se bo dalo to stvar, dosti boljše se bo dalo pogledati. Ja, še eno stvar moramo vedeti, in zdaj kvarc, kako ga mi smemo, ker ga električno uporabljamo, kako ga ne preobremeniti. So, using the quartz plate in our electrical circuit, we still have to think about one yet very important parameter. And this is how much can we load the crystal. If the crystal oscillates too heavily, it will break. Če kristal niha premočno, se bo razbil. Ne? No, in kje so zdaj omejitve tukaj? Ne? Omejitve so, da na rezino ponavadi, če ne drugega, koliko toplote uspemo izločiti, odpeljati ven, ne? In ponavadi moč na teh uporih, so the dissipated power on our resistors here, the power dissipation here, or here, or here, is for an 80 foot cut quartz, is about 1 milliwatt maximum. Največ 1 milliwatt smemo imeti na tej rezini. Ne? Zapomnite se, da 1 miliwatt pri kvaliteti 10 nebara, to pomeni 100 volt amperu jalove moči. Volt amperu, varu, ne, varu bi tako energetik. Se pravi, mi imamo 100 vatu akustičnega vala z 1 miliwatt izbuh. So, think about this, about in terms of the Q such a quartz plate has. With 1 milliwatt of losses, this means that here we have an acoustic wave with the power of 100 watts. That's 100 volt amps reflected. This is just energy, it's not power, but the energy is huge. And maybe so large to break the crystal. So 1 milliwatt is usually the limit. It's better to keep quite far away from this limit. Obstajajo še kristali, ki so še dosti manjše obremenitve zdržijo. Ne? So there are quartz crystals that are even more sensitive to the reactive power. And this kind of crystals are the crystals used in watches. Se pravi, kristali, ki se uporabljajo v urah, imajo rezino, ki je izrezana v obliko glasbenih vilic. So the quartz crystal used in watches for 32.768 kHz. This is very low frequency. Te so ure.
Ure, ponavadi, ročne ure. Moja je šušta, ampak vaša, ki je električna, ima tako vrstna.
Te kristali imajo obliko glasbenih vilic. Se pravi, jaz iz rezine kristala izrežem izjedkem glasbene vilice. Ne? So these crystals have the form of the tuning fork. I tried to draw here the tuning fork. Skušal narisati. Glasbene vilice, ne? No, in te glasbene vilice nihajo zdaj v tem režimu, ne? So the oscillation of the tuning fork is outside or in the second half period is inside. V drugi polovici periode glasbene vilice grejo jasno noter, ne? And za te kristale je maksimalna moč je manjša kot kar 1 mikrovat. So here the power on the crystal should be kept less than 1 microwatt. Actually it is possible if you are building an oscillator with such a crystal, for instance you want to make a circuit with a 32 kHz crystal, it will frequently happen that you will break such a crystal. You can even hear it when it breaks. Se pravi, s takšnimi kristali, če naredite vi oscilatorček, tako v vizijo, se ga da narediti. Eno, samo sprata, da ste zraven, pa niha, ne? Za uro narediti. Ampak, če da ste preveliko amplitudo, ga lahko razbije ste že z par volti na 50. So, these crystals, really, we can, with just a low power CMOS circuit, if we design the circuit in the wrong way, the power of the crystal will be too large, and the crystal will break. And if you listen carefully at the instant when this happens, you will hear when it says plink when it breaks. Ja, to je slišati, kar se razbija. To je pojav, ki je slišati in ta kristal se razbija. Tako da, te kristali so ponavadi, so this is really a source of troubles, this crystals. We started to watch crystals. If you don't make the right oscillator, it breaks. It is also not as stable as AT-cut crystal. Tudi ni tako stabilen, kot kar AT kristali. Kje je razlog, da se tu uporablja? Ja, nista frekvenca pomeni majhno porabo. To je mišljeno za ure, ki tečejo na eno baterijo dušno leto. Ne? To je razlog, da se takih kristali uporablja, ampak tu ni neka stabilna stvar. So, this crystal, the tuning fork crystal, the tuning fork resonator is not as far as stable as the 80-cut. It does not have the quality factor, the Q of the 80-cut. But you can make low power circuits with it. This is important for our watches that run off a single small battery. And we want the battery to last for years. This is the reason why these crystals are used. But this is not a good technical solution. Naredimo odmor, ne? We make a break time.